only.
Today FM News, more at 3.
Cheers, Bernie. Right, what have I got for you? This is on, someone sent me this on Insta. I don't remember who. Could have been Stephen.
Good man, Stephen, if it was you.
I know Stephen. Look at it. Someone sent me this anyway. This is a young child, spelling out the letters on a jar, spelling out the letters on a jar of sweet treat in his kitchen, right?
Okay, all right, yeah.
Pointing at the letters, spelling it out. Mm-hmm. Have a listen.
M-U-T-E.
See, can you hear it? Can you hear what he's
saying? M-U.
No, N.
N-U-T-E. I think I know where this is going.
Okay, right.
M-U-T-E. L-L-A.
N-U-T-T, is it?
No.
N-U-T-E-L-L-A.
Correct.
N-U-T-E-L-L-A.
Right.
N-U-T-E-L-L-A.
What's the word?
Peanut butter.
Oh, my word.
Hey, dude.
The crazy what love can do.
This is Today FM, the radio station giving you the chance to win €80,218.82. Making that call for the cash machine after 3 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, the gang's all here.
No, I'm okay. We're just a little bit excited about that 80 grand total.
That's big money. Yeah, that's happening after 3 o'clock. Stick around for that. Make sure you write it down. 80218.82. Oh.
What's wrong with you?
It's not working out.
The show?
It's not working out.
What's not working out?
This whole marriage that, you know, this, I'm warning you off it now. I know you're getting married next year.
Yeah, I'm engaged, yeah.
I know you're engaged, JP. But I'm warning you. 15 years married I am now.
15?
I only worked that out at the weekend. Someone said to me, how long are you married, Ray? I was like, I don't know. I had to text my wife and ask her. 15 years I am married now. And of course, my wife, my beloved, my sweetheart, she calls all the shots. And she refuses to let me buy a car. Us buy a car. She won't let us buy a car. It would be our car. We already have a car, but we since lockdown 2, second car gone, and I have to get public transport.
Right, it's off the table. It's gone. It's not a consideration.
We all got to be greener. We got to do our thing. We got to do our bit.
Yeah.
Also, we need to save money because we can't be paying road tax in diesel or petrol or whatever. So I'm getting public transport. In and out of work. I'm whinging about it every day. Every day I get home and to try to, I need to get straight into the shower to wash the general public off me.
Yeah.
You know.
You're drinking Dettol before you get on the bus.
So I was getting the train. Sometimes I get the bus, sometimes I get the train. Very occasionally I get the Lewis. Got the train into work today. And it was fairly quiet. It was like around 11:30, so it was fine. Not that many people on it. It was me and one other man in the carriage, just the two of us, right? Sitting three rows apart. We're well away from
Loads
each other.
Of space, actually.
It's
yeah,
fine.
Good.
It's yeah. fine. Yeah. I can do this. I can manage this. So we're on the train, just the two of us. I can't even see him. He's two behind me.
It's almost ideal. Like
it's perfect. Yeah. Until he starts whistling.
Oh, no.
Now, I've got these earphones that need noise-canceling earphones.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to my own music. I'm listening to the FM, of course, actually. Who was on at the time? Dave was on for Dermot and Dave. Now with 100% more... Dermot and Dave. Now with 100% more Dave. Dermot and Dave. Hashtag mostly Dave. So I was listening to Today FM, of course I was.
Naturally, yeah, it's your preset.
It's my go-to.
It's your only preset, actually.
It's my go-to channel. It's my channel of choice. And I've got the noise-canceling headphones on, which are amazing. By the way, have you ever used noise-canceling headphones?
I have, yeah.
They're unbelievable.
Spooky good sometimes, yeah.
It's crazy. what these things can do. They can just silence out the world and you just listen to what's in your headphones.
It's both crazy what love can do and crazy what these noise cancelling headphones can do.
Yeah. So I'm listening to me nonsense. Not nonsense, Dave. Dermot and Dave with just Dave. And with an even through the noise cancelling, your man's whistling is coming through. And there's something particularly objectionable about someone whistling a happy or a lovely song. Even it makes me even more angry. Don't you feel? It was Let It Be by the Beatles whistling, right?
That's a very positive, upbeat song, actually.
And the more positive and upbeat and joyous whistling that was going on around me, the more anger, the more the red mist descended on me. Mm. And I'm raging at this guy. Mm. He's like, and with each whistle,
you were increasingly less inclined to let it be.
I was less. there will be an answer, and it's not going to be polite. It's going to involve some seriously bad language. If you don't stop whistling, let it be. I won't be whispering words of wisdom at you. Here's a word of wisdom. Here's two words of wisdom. Shut up. Raging. Anyway, he got to the end of it and he stopped. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Then we're grand. I can go back to enjoying me Dave. Me Dave, me just Dave, minus the Dermot. And he left it about 10, 15 seconds. And he started, no word of a lie, he started whistling Monty Python. What? Always look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
I refuse to look on the bright side of life or the light side of life. Thankfully, the next stop was mine and I was out of there. Right, we'll do the roll call after this. Text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102. John Newman, Today FM. No, I can't wrong. John Newman, Love Me Again. This is Today FM giving you the chance to win €80,218 and 82 cent on the cash machine in the next hour. Yeah, baby. Ray's my name. Let's do a roll call. Ray here. JP there. Hi, Ray. Just a message to let you know that we're on holiday in Ireland. We're from Holland. Oh, across the divide between the lands. From the Holland to the Ireland. Extending the hand of friendship. You're over here spending your... What's the money in Holland? Is it the euros?
You're on the euros as well.
The last time we were here on holidays... I have to read that. Do I have to do this in a Dutch?
It might help.
The last time we were here on holiday is 11 years ago, and we listened to your show a lot. How's that?
It's pretty good.
That time, my husband sent a message to you that we were enjoying your show. This is 11 years ago.
11 years ago.
We got fired in between, lads, and we came back then. We haven't been on that entire time, you know. That time, my husband sent a message to you that we were enjoying your show, and you read his message live on the show. We loved that.
Oh, nice.
Exclamation mark. You had some trouble pronouncing his last name, though. What's his name? His name is Seb Udajans.
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 Hey, I'm Seb Udajans, listening to the Ray Foley Show.
I mean, what a chance Udajans is listening to the show. I mean, Udajans. Ever since, my husband is a great fan of your show. He listens to all the podcasts. Have a great day, and Ray... Love the show. Hey. That's from Zaza and Seb Udajans.
Cool names.
Shout out to the Udajans this afternoon. Where are you, lads? We're in Ireland. What's going on with you? What's your next stop? What are you doing? What are your plans? Let us know. And we'll make sure that the hand of friendship extended from our land to your whole land. Are you just giving hints that you want headphones for your birthday from Kenneth? No, my headphones work great. Well, they generally work great. Unless someone is whistling loudly in the vicinity. On show, lads. Finally, an event worth shouting about. You can shove your EPs and your Garths. It's all about the daddy of them all. Up the ploughing. Love the show.
Hey.
From Joe. Yeah. Do you know what? We need to fire up the joy spreader. Are we bringing the joy spreader to the ploughing this year?
It's perfect, yeah.
I think I have it around here somewhere.
Do we know if it's a Ferguson or a John Deere? We've no idea.
I don't know. Do I still have it? This is the thing that we did in the early days of the resurgence. A spreader. Please hold. Spreader. And I think I have. I still have the old joy spreader. Mm. Ready to rock and indeed roll. I'll throw it up here. Hang on. There we go. Hey, hop it up in the cab. That's a cold cup of Circle K coffee you've got there.
Oh, yeah, it's actually got a bit curdled.
Joy, sup that.
The milk is curdled in that.
Give me a slurp of that.
Is that still good?
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's all right. It's still got your caffeine kick for you. Are we spreading joy then ahead?
Is there any in the back? Do we have any left?
Any joy?
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit.
Is there a little bit in there?
There's a little bit of joy.
Can we squeeze it out?
If you'll hop up, you hop up into the cab.
Yeah.
Hop up in. Hop!
Hop! Hop by you. There's the racing post.
Yep. Hop with that!
That's an old winning streak scratch card.
That's no good to me.
No wins, Ray. No wins. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready to spread a little bit of joy?
Yeah. I hope it's still fresh.
It's definitely good. It's definitely good. Have a listen.
Yep.
There you go. If you need any joy spread into your life ahead of the ploughing championships, it's today, isn't it?
Starts today.
Isn't that at the weekend?
No. Today is Thursday.
All right. Just a few weekdays then. Reds the ploughing. You want to fire up our joy spreader? We'd love to do it for you. Drop us a text if you need any joy in your life. If you're a miserable guest like me, whinging about someone whistling happy songs, 0874 100 102. Today, FM. Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, very good afternoon. I'll never forget the time I saw Kings of Leon live. They were absolutely. If you've ever got the chance to see Kings of Leon live, I highly recommend. They're absolutely fantastic. Every key, every note, every beat. Absolutely on point.
So good, life.
Very good.
They're amazing. The
whatever about the studio work.
Yeah,
you got to see
because that's where they prove themselves. If you can do it live, then you're a real winner.
You're a real band. Ray, you're sounding more and more like Sean Connery than Dutch from Brian. Is that Sean Connery you texted in from FO? Dave says Sean Connery on the wireless. I beg your pardon. I am a man of a million voices. Just not the Dutch accent.
I thought that was a very... I thought you were doing like a Rotterdam sort of Dutch accent, because a lot of people would be familiar with the Amsterdam sound. Yours was more Rotterdam, I would have thought, and it was pretty nailed.
The Rotterdam dialect. Yeah. Zaza and Seb Oudejans from Holland, they're over touring Ireland. Guys, also, could you text in and let us know, did I just do all of the same jokes that I did 11 years ago?
Highly likely.
Like the bad Dutch accent... The Shang is saying the word like this, like the Swedish chef, really, hurdy-gurdy. Like, is this just a repeat, purely by accident, of the jokes we made about the Dutch 11 years ago when you were touring? By the way, welcome back. Ray, I'm just out of the hospital after my granddad had a minor operation. Some joy spreader action would be much appreciated, although I'm not sure if it could cause an infection or not. From Brenda, no, it's been fully wiped down after every use.
Right. Yeah.
We've okay. got, we've got Dettol wipes.
It's sterile, Joy.
Yeah, you wipe it down every time.
Right.
And make sure it's clean for the next use. I'm hopping up into the cab.
We're up in the cab. This foot-long sub looks a bit green around the edges.
That's so good.
And that shouldn't be there, of course.
Besides that, though, it's fine. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, a little bit
Is
of joy.
Is there enough pressure built up in the tank?
Hang on, so there isn't actually, as it happens. I completely lost it. Hang on, just for who? Brenda. Sorry, Brenda. Here you go. There you go. Oh, you okay, like that? Yeah. Very nice. That's just for you.
A little squeeze of joy there.
Yes, Pink and Raise Your Glass. This is to the FM. Shout out to us, the Dutch tourists in Ireland this September for a Tuesday. Hey, to the FM, playing the music you love. Giving a chance to win over €80,000 today. Text on 0874-100-102. Has Zaza gotten in touch again?
She has indeed. Do I have to do the voice right, the accent?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
They've been in touch. They say, because you were asking where they are, they say, we're up in Mayo, your neck of the woods, and Jesh on the Dutch jokes. It's like deja vu.
We've done all the same jokes and slacking off exactly, almost word for word.
Consistency is important.
After 11 years, we haven't matured or developed our act an iota. You're getting up in the cab again, actually.
Can do.
You hop up in the cab and the joy spreader and see if we can spread a little.
I do like to shut down the engine. I don't like to leave it idling.
Absolutely.
It's a waste.
With energy prices the way they are. He's up in the cab! Spreading joy as he heads to the ploughing championships. You should be there at this stage already, actually. Does the joy spreader move, or is it only just to spread joy? Like, does it, like, is it mobile? Is it manoeuvrable in any way?
Yeah, it's mobile, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Can you give a spread and give me some joy?
I've got some joy.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Yeah. That is gorgeous. Love that. Actually, all messing aside. Is it Lorna is actually ploughing at the ploughing?
Ploughing tomorrow, I believe, yeah, indeed.
This blows my mind. I've been to the ploughing championships twice, okay? And you'd be inclined to forget that they call it the ploughing championships. You'd forget that there's ploughing and a competition happening. Because it's just a festival.
Well, there's been 91 of them, and that's how it started. And now there's so much other stuff going on. It's almost, but not quite, like the ploughing is an aside.
Still happens, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's ringing.
Hiya.
Hello, is that Lorna?
It is indeed.
How you doing, Lorna? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you feeling? How are you feeling ahead of the championships?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Leash.
Okay. And are you a regular competitor in the ploughing?
Well, I'm 20 at the moment, so I've ploughed the last 3 years.
20?
Yeah.
Oh, you're only a ploughing baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've ploughed the last three, is it?
This will be my third year. We missed out on a year with it being cancelled. But
it's been gone the last couple of years, has it? Or was the competition on at one point?
It was competition on last year, but the year before it was cancelled. Yeah,
the whole thing was off. So big excitement to have the full kit and caboodle happening now from today.
Yeah, we're back in business now.
Tell us about your competition specifically, Lorna. This is the Farmerettes.
Yeah, we moved. So this year I moved up to the Farmerettes. I was in junior novice and novice intermediate last 2 years. So we're in with the big girls now. There's no messing about.
Yeah, it's getting real. You know what? It's getting real. The ploughing's getting real.
Exactly.
I suppose. This is the thing as well. I was just saying that, like, I haven't been to the ploughing a couple of times. It's very easy to go along and go to the gigs and look at all the stalls, get a lovely bite to eat, hang out, have a good time, without ever even going to visit ye and seeing what you're at. Do you have the same experience when you're, like, competing? Are you like, look at them feckers over there enjoying themselves while we're actually...
Well, I'm only after coming up from the plant site there now, and there is a lot more out this year than I've ever seen. Like, this is my 19th year at Climatch. I've been going since I was 2 months old.
What? Since you're a baby? Yeah.
Those mats nearly don't work. You're 20 and you've been going to 19 times.
So
I've gone since I was 2 months old. The only year
two
I missed
months.
Was the year it wasn't on.
Wowee. So, and you live only up the road from this year's one, is it?
Yeah, I'm about 20 minutes away from this year's one. But okay. We're always close enough. We're always within an hour.
So tell me, how does it work then? Because to the stupid or the uninitiated, ploughing is ploughing to us. What is it that is it like speed? Is it a certain look? Is it a certain design, a certain angle? What is it that they're looking for?
So they'll be judging a load of different things. They'll be judging the furrows. They'll be judging your cast-off. They'll be judging your first run. So straightness, depth, width. Like, you have to, when we were practicing there at the weekend, we didn't even move the plough a quarter of an inch, and it made such a big difference. So the tiniest little touch of anthem could change the whole plough altogether.
Really? Wow. Yeah. And how particular are they in terms of judging it? Like, do they go out with a measuring tape or how do they judge it?
So the judges will be there all day. They'll be walking up and along, and you have your stewards. Stewards will be making sure there's no cheating, you know yourself.
Yeah.
The judges, just so they see there's no stubble. The judges that have been judging it a long time.
Okay.
And before they were judging it, they were ploughing, so they know exactly what they're looking for when they go out.
How are you feeling?
Buzzing.
Buzzing. You're excited. Like, do you get nervous? Do you like to get wound up? Do you get nervous beforehand? Or like,
I think now, even for the lads that are ploughing 20, 30 years, I think no matter how many times you do it, you're always going to be nervous.
Right. And what are you a favourite, or what are your chances? How are you feeling
yourself?
Well,
I don't know, because I'm only gone up to the category.
Oh, yeah, you're sure. You're just after getting into this category, so you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
But in your previous category, how were you doing?
So the first year I went and won a bronze. And then last year, when it was behind closed doors, I won the novice intermediate. So we had to move up this year. So it's my first year in this class. So this is the Queen of the Plough class.
Right.
But it's just great excitement to be in that class, because my granny won it, my granny's niece has won it. I wouldn't say we've the best chance this year, but we've great hope.
I'm not hearing it, Lorna.
No.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want a niggling of negativity. We want all joy in this and all positivity, all right? So the winner of the Farmerettes is crowned the Queen of the Plough, and your gran was the queen. So you're the princess of the plough.
Yeah. My gran, she won it a good few years ago. She went down to St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin as the Queen of the Plough. So that was the big excitement back then. We actually had her dress that she wore out that time out just there at Christmas.
Wow, that's fantastic. Out. It's such a history and heritage.
She's only 45 years of age, Ray, the gran.
Granny's only 45. She's only 45.
Granny's
83. Right. she's still with us then, is she?
She's still going, yeah. She's here. She's in the headquarters there. She's gifted a gab. She's talking around to everyone. You can't stop her talking. You can't keep her at home.
Ah, fair. What's her name?
Eileen Brennan.
Shout out to Eileen, the Queen, the original Queen, the Queen Mother, as we'll call her now.
Yeah.
After you win, listen, wish you the very best. What's your weapon of choice? What do you drive, or what is your what's your tractor?
I'm driving a Ford. So DJ McHugh, he's actually out there now playing it. He's just finished it. He was finished there about 20 minutes ago, half an hour ago. So we're going out now to clean off the plough and get ready for the morning.
It's a Ford. You haven't named the tractor. I mean, is that a daft question?
Ford, it's the big blue one.
The big blue one. The perfect name. We won't be able to miss it. Lorna, wishing you the very best. The princess of the plough, about to be crowned the queen, we hope. Crossing our fingers for you. Lorna Byrne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lorna, all the best. Much love. All the best. Bye, 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 bye.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now
maybe don't hurt me. No, please don't hurt me. No more.
The FM, playing the music you love. Hadaway, what is love? I suppose that isn't it. That's the eternal, the perennial question.
Yeah.
That all of us deep down are asking of ourselves and of others and of the people around us and of the people that we love. What does love mean? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Take out an injunction, Hadaway, if it's an issue.
You know what I mean? That is a double negative.
Make it legal.
Don't hurt me no more suggests that Hadaway are urging you to continue the hurting. Ireland, a very good day. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's there as well.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
With 80,000 and more on the line on the Today FM cash machine. I'm not in a position to tell you the exact amount, but if we call you, tell us how much it is. You could be winning it all. You better have gotten that text in before 3 o'clock. The biggest amount we've ever given away on the Today FM cash machine. 80,000 plus. Very exciting. Very exciting around here today. Watch me Dragons last night.
Oh yeah. Still going strong.
Oh, it's so good. Anyone else watching House of the Dragon? The Game of Thrones spin-off. The House of the Dragon. I think it's like episode 4 or 5 was last night. Oh, it's so dragony dragons, dragon dragons, dragon dragons, dragon dragons.
What's going on here? What's this?
Dragons, 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 dragons. Dragons, 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 it's a dragon. Dragons,
the
arsenal. Lots of dragons and dragons, lots of dragons, lots of dragons, lots of dragons. Big old dragons and small ones. Yeah, House of the Dragon.
It's rare for something that's been hyped up for so long to turn out to be as good as the hype said it would be.
Here's the thing about this show.
What's the thing?
It's, was it the Tudors? Or I suppose in every royal dynasty, there's the machinations of like the heir to the throne.
Court politics, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, all of that. Mm. And the whispers at court, and who's the king's favourite, and who's sleeping with who, and who's murdering who, and all that. That, so what they've done, it's history, right? And George R.R. Martin has taken what English royal history, and then mushed it all together into a blender, thrown in a pinch of dragons. Because, of course, they didn't have dragons.
No.
Back in the old days in England. That's the only thing missing. That's the only thing different. Even the map is largely the same. Like, London is still mostly the same in the same location on the map in Westeros compared to the rest of the whole map of this fantasy land. It's like it's ancient, it's essentially ancient history, and then the old houses, the old dynasties, and how then they factor into the line of succession to the throne. It's brilliant. It's just great. Thoroughly enjoy. There's the odd dragon as well, which is adds a bit of like...
See, my concern with that is I'll enjoy the politics part of it and the murder and all that stuff. And then when the dragons show up, I'll be like, ah, come on, lads, come on.
It is.
You're ruined it.
There's definitely an element of that, but you got to let go of that and just enjoy all the rest of it. And in fairness, the dragons look cool. It's a kind of a cool thing that happens. Here's a funny old... this is the other thing about watching it. I'm aware that there are those of you that are watching it as well, and I can't ruin it for you. Because you might be watching it later, you might have it saved, you might have been recording, whatever. But I watch it, and then I listen to two, before I go to bed, I listened last night to two podcasts.
Oh, you're obsessed.
I love doing that now. That's the other thing that I do. If I watch a film, same with Thor, Love and Thunder last week. If I watch something, I have to go and listen to at least two podcasts and read a couple of reviews on the internet to see what other people thought of it compared to what I think of it.
Because it's a communal experience.
It's unbelievable.
You want to know, yeah, exactly, if you're in line with everyone else.
But I learned something on one of the podcasts that the next episode of The Dragons, this isn't ruining for anyone, okay, this is not a spoiler, but the next episode skips ahead 10 years from the last episode. We're going to jump ahead of the biggest jump so far, because there have been jumps of a year or two here and there. And the next episode will jump ahead 10 years in the timeline. And for them to be, particularly the younger characters, for those younger characters to be older, they're bringing in a raft of whole new actors.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like, because they look completely different.
So the girl, particularly the princess, if you've been watching it, you know what I'm talking about. She's fantastic. The young queen as well is brilliant, but the princess is brilliant. Like, she's been the star of the show. She's gone. The girl who plays her is going to be gone and replaced by somebody else in the next episode.
They're not going to come back in later episodes.
No,
so they're just going to go with this new actress and continue for the rest of the series.
And that's it.
Ooh,
gone.
Controversial. Okay. It's like Pippa in Home and Away getting replaced every 3 or 4 years.
Can't get used to it. Well, fairness, she's older. And it's same in The Crown. Well, if you watch The Crown on Netflix, which apparently is based on a true story.
Right, dragons in that.
There aren't any dragons. I mean, it was just her funeral yesterday. Apparently based on a true story, but they used in every series or every couple of series they were bringing a new actor to play all the new actors to play all of the different characters in it. So yeah, keep an eye out on that for the new one. Come here, do you want to do the Pink Run business as well?
I'll remind
you on this. Today FM are the official media partner of the Great Pink Run. We want you to gather your pink tribe to take part. You can run in Leopardstown in Dublin on Sunday the 9th of October or in Kilkenny Castle Park on Sunday the 16th of October. That's a week later. You can also do it virtually in your own community at any time that suits you in that week. So if you want to go and do the run at any time, basically go and get sponsorship for it. Show your support. Show what you can. It's all for Breast Cancer Ireland. A great cause. I'm an embarrassment.
True.
And an ambassador.
Also true.
I'm an embarrassing ambassador. Mm-hmm. I'm an ambassador for embarrassment.
If Ray can, you can do too.
So I'm doing it. I'm training for it at the moment. And I'll be running on the 9th of October. If you want to get in to do this, you can sign up on their website, the Great Pink Run. Just do a Google for Great Pink Run. Sign up there. todayfm.com/Great Pink Run for further details too. We've got a Fitbit to give away and an overnight stay at the fabulous Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin to give away.
Nice.
All you have to do is listen now for our running linked piece of music. Do you want to know what it is today?
So it could be great, it could be running, or it could be pink.
I've gone for running today.
Okay, all right.
It's the Cores. Doing the Dark Pride. I'm going to play that randomly again later on in the show. When you hear a text, run along with your name or where you're from, we'll put you into win the Fitbit and the hotel break. This is Today FM with Beyonce. 80,000 euro on the line on this here radio station, the Today FM cash machine, giving it away in a few minutes if we can. It's about damn time. Yeah, the pork. Lizzo, about damn time. Today FM. It's Ray Foley on for your it's Tuesday. Is it only Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It's on Thursday already? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey, speaking of podcasts, let's talk about my Dragons podcasts. Did you listen to Serial, the podcast?
I didn't have to listen to Serial podcast when it was out originally because you told me all about Serial podcast when it was out originally.
Well, they've done a couple of series of it now, actually. But the original Serial podcast was amazing, mind-blowing. The story of Adnan Syed, who was locked up in prison. And, well, the evidence that we were hearing every week on the show suggested that he should be let out, that it was a travesty of justice. He should be let out. and the funny thing is, when you're... This was years ago now, the Serial was out. You're listening to it and you're going, well, this is all, they got it completely wrong. They're just going to let him out. Do you ever watch Making a Murderer? On Netflix? Same deal. Mm-hmm. You watch that and you go, oh, well, they got...
Job done. Free the man now.
They got it wrong. They're just going to have to let them out and that's it. And that's not what happened. And it's not what happened either with Adnan Syed. More than two decades on from his arrest, so he's been in prison for 20 years for the murder of his former girlfriend, Adnan Syed is set to officially now walk free from prison. Only now, this week, on Monday, Baltimore City Circuit Judge Melissa Finn threw out the 41-year-old's conviction and granted him a new trial. Our Go Loud podcast guru.
The Dark Lord himself.
The Dark Lord of podcasting here on Go Loud in Marconi House is Darren Cleary. Hey Darren, how are you?
Good afternoon.
A very good
Thank
afternoon.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Yeah, wait. JP called you the Dark Lord. Mm. I suppose you pull all the strings when it comes, you plug in the necessary wires. And
that's it.
Yeah, and it's all about clicks and the hits and the refreshing the feeds.
Exactly. The babysitter of podcasters is my actual title.
I have no idea what they do in the Go Loud business. It's all digital. I'm much more an analog beast. Come here. Did you remember Serial? Because it was, I suppose this was the beginning of like these big, huge set piece podcasts that everyone became addicted to.
Yeah, there probably is no Go Loud without Serial because it really changed the entire business when it came out in 2014. It focused on that one particular story. And generally, radio and documentaries, the most interesting and gripping ones are all based by how close you are to the area. So Irish people are interested in Irish documentaries, but the entire world became obsessed with this story in Baltimore about a girl murdered, and the man who ended up behind bars was her boyfriend. And I think it inspired an armchair detective, an entire generation of them, to think they could solve the crime. And I was one of them. I genuinely thought, if I listen to enough of this and stalk enough people on Facebook, I'll figure out who did this.
You work it out yourself. How long ago was it that Serial was actually on?
2014, which is unbelievably hard to believe. Wow. And everyone just assumed, the great thing about Serial was you didn't know how it would end. So it was this 12-episode arc, and you just assumed that Sarah Koenig was doing so much digging. She spoke to everyone. Uh-huh. She spoke to the librarians, hairdressers, dog walker. She knew everything in this story. But by the end of it, then, just nothing happens. It's a bad conviction. There's flimsy evidence. But in the American justice system, it's better to have someone behind bars than nobody.
And that's the thing with your man Adnan. And, like, we heard him. We got his perspective. We heard the whole story and how it impacted him. And like that, like I said as well, with Making a Murderer, we just kind of went, that's it now. He'd be let out of jail. And we all went on with our lives. This was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago that we're going. Is that bad, Matt?
It's 8 years. Yeah. The wheels of justice move slowly, right?
8 years ago, we all went on with our lives. But this lad has still been in prison appealing his all this time up until this week. So he's getting out now. I mean, it's finally been quashed, and he gets to walk free.
And he still hasn't had to figure out where he was. Like, the first episode of Serial is a great example of how you don't have to focus from the crime. The first episode, Ray, if you'll remember, Sarah Koenig interviews 16-year-olds and asks them to remember what they did 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they all sound like they've committed a murder because they're so sketchy about, I think I was with this person or that person. So he's been spending the guts of 20 years trying to figure out where he was, and because he couldn't figure out or remember, didn't have an alibi, he ended up behind bars. But now this week, the judges have decided they didn't have a strong enough case for a conviction, and they withheld information about two possible suspects from the defence, and that's what has got him out.
I'm guessing they're most likely going to do a follow-up now that he's getting out of the way. They'll do a refresher course on it. I feel I have to go back and listen to it all again. Kamir, congratulations are in order as well for Goal Out. Yeah. Has to be said. Hold on. The Dark Lord of podcasting, and indeed all of your underlings. Goal Out won a load of awards in the podcast awards at the weekend.
Yes, we're the network of the year. We're the listener's choice. I'm not going to just bore you with the full 9 awards. You can go and look at them on the website.
9 awards. Unbelievable. 9.
Magnificent 9, even better than the Magnificent 7.
And you're solely responsible for all of those wins, Darren, are you?
It would be remiss of me to give anyone else any credit, because really it is a one-man
show.
That's
exactly what he's going to
do. It's all me.
Best network, best current affairs for Opinions Matter, best interview, Conversations on the Margins, and talking the B word for the Listener's Choice Award. I can't say it because it's a family show, but it's definitely worth listening. Any true crime podcast on Go Loud that worth giving a listen to now that we're through Serial? Anything else worth throwing an ear on?
Well, the thing with Serial, it never actually solves who did the crime, but the teacher's pet goes a long way to doing it. It focuses on Lynn and Chris Dawson. The Australians dig up all this evidence. They deep dive into a cold case that's been unsolved for 36 years.
Yeah.
And they solve it.
And that was only last week, wasn't it? He was in court again in Australia.
Very fresh. The other one I'd give you would be Sweet Bobby. Starts with Kira. She's a successful radio presenter, not too unlike yourself, Ray.
Well, yeah, except I've never been catfished, though. That's the sadly, I've never been catfished.
You've just given away the secret.
Well, if you listen to it, it's mind blowing. It's another
crazy
level. It's another level. Frank Rainey has done a true crime podcast as well.
Yeah, closer to home, Inside the Crime, Frank Rainey. It's a difficult listen at times, but it investigates the murders of Sharon Whelan and her young daughters in 2008. And it's a really, really important listen for anyone in this country.
Worth having a listen. Darren, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And we'll be downloading forthwith.
Continued success.
Cheers, Dark Lord, Dark Master, our Dark Lord Master, Digital Master on the Goal Out. Get downloading. Cheers, man. All the best.
Ray Foley.
All right, then.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
You called him Dark Lord, and like then it stuck. I had to call him Dark Lord 50 times after that. The poor kid,
he knows his onions.
He's like, how the hell? How did this become a thing? He's going to have to start wearing a cape now into work. Right. Over €80,000 up for grabs on the cash machine. Let's find out if we got a winner after this.
Today FM brings you
Derek Prince and Call On Me. Who's the vocalist? Steve Winwood. Oh, you are good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've just won 80,000 euro.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Steve Winwood. Who did he sing with?
Air Force.
Today FM. Cash Machine.
Tell you what, you're
somebody.
Among
others. Among others, he was in a few bands.
You're somebody, I tell you. I tell you, you're somebody. Steve Winwood. Ray, listen to... Oh, we're talking about Serial. Adnan Syed from Serial, the subject of Serial. He's finally been released. Go back and listen to the podcast, or you can listen to other podcasts we're recommending on the Go Loud Network as well. Ray, listen to Undisclosed, all about the case against Adnan Syed. It follows on from Serial from Aisling. Ray, the Undisclosed podcast was a lot stronger on the Adnan story. Rabia's own podcast with the excellent Susan Simpson and Colin Miller. They really got into the weeds on the case from Henry and Salins. Ray, the Lazarus heist. I've heard about this. That was on my to listen. I never did. The Lazarus heist is a fantastic true crime podcast from Jimmy and Santry. And Ray, another podcast I'm currently listening to is In the Dark, series 2 about Curtis Flowers. Tried six times in Mississippi for a crime he didn't commit. Spent 25 years on death row. He was also recently released from... spoiler alert, Laura!
I do
Laura.
Like a happy ending.
Laura, you ruined it for us. I ruined that catfishing one. Was it sweet? It doesn't matter if you know it's catfishing. Yeah. It's amazing. I listened to that, I binged on that.
Sweet Bobby.
Sweet Bobby, very, very good. All right, hey. You know the drill. Big money on the line. The biggest amount we've ever had on the cash machine. If we're calling you, answer within five rings. Tell us the exact amount and it is all yours. Over 80,000 euro. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
One ring. Two rings.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I can.
Everybody says that. Who are we talking to?
It's Brian Fanning.
Brian, it's an absolute pleasure. Where are you today?
I'm in Wexford.
You know I am calling, don't you?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Brian.
Oh, Jesus. I'm in work at the moment. I'm can't really catch me, Rich.
That's okay, Brian. I feel exactly the same way about this. But you are working, you're in Wexford. I'm guessing you never thought this was actually going to happen, did you?
No, never, no.
Do you have any particular reason or motivation for entering, Brian?
Yeah, it's been a bad couple of years. Myself and my partner both lost our jobs over COVID. And it's just been a bit of a struggle financially, so... This would mean the world now.
That cash amount, have you got it written down somewhere?
It is. Do you want to make sure I have it now?
Please do, Brian.
80,000.
Mm-hmm.
218 euro.
Mm-hmm.
And 82 cent.
Is correct, Brian.
Oh, he's got it!
Daisy. Brian, you have just broken the record for the cash machine. It is the largest amount of money we've ever had up for grabs.
Oh, thanks very much.
Take a bit of a moment. Just get your compose your thoughts, because I know it's emotional for us all this afternoon. Who's the first person you're going to be telling about this?
Me partner, Michaela Troy.
Is Michaela going to believe you though, Brian, or will she think you're a wind-up artist?
Probably not, no. Oh, Jesus Christ. Thanks very much. Sorry, I've composed myself a little bit now. Yeah, no, geez, that's great.
There will be a bit of a celebration?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I think a bit of a holiday is in order as well, and then sure, we'll see where we go after that.
Brian, I think I speak for us all when I say I think yourself and Michaela definitely deserve that holiday, and you are worthy winners of that cash. Do you want me to tell you what it is again?
Go on, Sri, you might as well.
All right, go on. So, 80,000, 218 euro and 82 cent. And now, how do you feel, Brian?
Jesus Christ, you got me going again. thanks very much.
The winning continues with Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount. And we could be calling you tomorrow afternoon.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Imagine getting that phone call.
Well done, Brian. That's a Tuesday. Now, that's a Tuesday for you.
When Barry asked the question, what's your motivation? I'd be like, €80,000. That's it. Do I want more motivation than that? Hey, turn on Matt Cooper after 4:30 for your new total on Today FM. €80,000. €80,218 and 82 cents. Well done to Brian in Wexford. He was in work, got the phone call, gave us the total, he won it all. I was saying, imagine getting that phone call. Imagine Barry down the line. It's like, yeah, here you go, 80 grand, right? But I actually think there's a better one today, a better phone call. That when Brian rings Michaela to tell her, you'll never guess what just happened. Now, that's if she didn't hear it on the radio already, but like, if she was going about her own business, or maybe she's not allowed to listen, or maybe she's doing something else. I've something to tell you. I've just won €80,218.82. Goosebumps for your man. Deserving winner, says Kevin. Ah, brilliant. Cash winner, fabulous. Best wishes to them from Kira. Delighted for him. You can hear the emotion. Yeah, you really could. So happy for Brian. Nearly crying myself, from Sharon. Delighted for Brian on winning the cash prize. Was hoping I would get the call, but I'm delighted for him, from Caroline and Claire. Jeez, I'm crying over my ironing here. Delighted for that man, Brian, from Jen. Are you crying about having to do the ironing? I totally identify. Ray Foley. And also for Brian.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs.
Harry Styles and As It Was. This is Today FM. We play the music, you know. Have a very good day. Hello there, Ray Foley for it is Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday, yeah.
Oh, Tuesday. Is that all days?
That happens right the way up until it's Wednesday.
And is that a regular occurrence?
Weeks it happens, most, yeah. Second day of the week, yeah.
Isn't that a sickener? When we really stop and think about it, it really is a pain.
Yeah, it's a real thinker, Ray, yeah.
Hey, I'm doing this, I'm an ambassador. Yeah. An ambassador for the Great Pink Run.
You're spreading the word.
It's funny, actually, because when I run, I am great and pink. Well, actually, it's funny. When I run, I don't feel so great.
No.
And I turn very pink.
But it's for a great cause.
It's for a fantastic cause. Breast Cancer Ireland. And they got in touch a couple of months ago, said, will you do the run? It's on in October. There's a run in Dublin on Sunday the 9th of October. And then Kilkenny Castle Park on the 16th of October. Today FM are the official media partner of the Great Pink Run, and I'm an ambassador.
They probably thought, like, oh my God, imagine if we got Ray Foley to run.
Probably.
Like, imagine if Ray Foley died while training. The exposure we would get would be absolutely crazy.
That would be the ultimate. Yeah. Ray made the ultimate sacrifice.
Your gift. Yeah.
It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'm doing this training for the Great Pink Run, and I need to run, walk, run, you know, kind of, I'm working up to it. I'm doing between 3.5 and 5K a day. But I'm not hitting those steps, okay? I've got a Fitbit. I'm not hitting those steps. So here's what I'm doing every day this week. I'm sending a listener a Fitbit. I'm going to have them do a portion of it for me.
Oh, like a group effort.
Yeah.
And okay.
What we'll do is at the end of every week, we'll add everyone's score together. Just to get my numbers up, you know?
Okay, but that won't actually count towards you being able to complete the 5K.
Absolutely it will, yeah.
Will it?
Yeah, it's just basic maths, JP. You're not paying attention.
Oh, right.
So I'm up on the treadmill. I'm getting up on the treadmill.
Oh, jeez. There he goes. Look at him go.
There's no starting me. There's no stopping me. So I've got a Fitbit to give away. And...
Miriam.
Miriam. Miriam, this is Ray Foley calling from the treadmill. One moment, please. I'll hang up and try again. Can I try Miriam again?
Yeah. It should be a temporary number.
We've got a Fitbit and an overnight stay at the fabulous Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin. Check out todayfm.com/greatpinkrun for details. And how to sign up.
Difficult to do that when you're actually mid-running, isn't it?
I'm ringing Miriam on the hands-free.
Okay.
Miriam, you're killing me.
Miriam, he can't continue to run, so you'd better answer that phone quick enough.
Miriam!
Miriam, your phone let you down. Sorry, sweetie. We'll call somebody else. I'll just keep jogging here, JP, while...
You do that.
While you get another texter.
There. Punch in those all-important digits.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be Bernie. Hopefully.
I'm feeling the Bernie.
No,
I mean, I can't believe you're still going. You've nearly done about 400 steps there.
31.
Yeah. Bernie. Call him Bernie in line one there, lads. Bernie, do him a favour. Seriously, he's about to go.
It's ringing. It's ringing.
That's a Dublin sound. Yeah, that's a Dublin ringtone.
Bernie, I'm off on the treadmill here.
Hello?
Hello, is that Bernie?
It is, how's it going?
How are you, Bernie? Bernie's a man.
I am.
Bernie, you're a man, Bernie.
I am.
A male Bernie
last time I checked.
Rather than a lady Bernie. Bernie, when was the last time you checked?
It's not past watersheds, so I can't get into that.
It's not past the watersheds.
Yeah, so most mornings.
Most mornings, yeah. I check at least once a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice. Bernie, do you want a Fitbit?
I wouldn't mind one, yeah.
I've got one for you. Well done, pal. Well done.
Fair play.
We're doing this great pink run. I'm an ambassador. Oh, geez, I'm out of breath now. So I need you to do some steps for me on your Fitbit. And I've got a lovely break for you at the fabulous Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin. And we've got our Great Pink Run on the 9th of October in Dublin, in Leopardstown or Kilkenny Castle Park on the 16th of October. Bernie, how are you feeling?
Oh, could be better, yeah. So I have to do the run.
You could be better or couldn't be better?
couldn't be better now that I got the Fitbit.
There's no obligation that you have to do the run.
Come on, Bernie.
No, you can just use the hotel stay.
Even better.
And have a good time. Do you have a significant other, Bernie?
I don't know.
What are you doing today?
Just on the way home from work.
All right, okay. Are you walking?
No, pulled in.
All right, fair enough. Well, we'll expect you to walk, jog or run your route home in future, okay?
Perfect.
Strap on that Fitbit.
Will do.
All right,
will
brother. Do. Listen, thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Goodbye, Bernie.
See you now.
Bye, Bernie.
All the best.
Bernie?
Bernie?
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, good luck.
Love the show.
Yeah.
I really thought he wasn't going to do it.
I knew he wasn't going to do it. I was just hanging around for a good time. Let me up on the treadmill again. Wow. Do you know what? They call me in the gym when they see me coming.
What's that?
They're like, here comes the hot stepper. God, just dance. This is Today FM. It's me hips, you see, that are start to go at me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're carrying around this much girth, this much bulk, this much mass,
you're
gravity starts to pound you.
You're an ambassador for this run, so do you have diplomatic immunity as an ambassador? Could you more or less go out and do anything?
I could break any laws.
You could kill anyone you want.
I could plow. Once I'm moving at speed,
yeah,
I would encourage people to stay out of my way.
Yeah, you're like an oil tanker, very hard to stop or turn around.
That's it. Once I'm moving at speed, at
got
pace.
Got momentum, yeah.
That's it. There's no stopping me then, yeah. I tell you, yeah. That's why they call it Great Pink. Look, they call me Great Pink.
Yeah.
I'll give you some advice, Ray. Plan the recovery as well as the prep. I did a half a marathon on Saturday and my legs are still a bit sore. Dude, I'm doing 5K. It's it's a world away from your half marathon. And don't make the same mistake as me. Make sure you take it easy after the run. Give yourself at least a month off afterwards. Do you know what? Actually,
it's standard month.
Given that it's a part, it's a Today FM thing.
Yeah.
Because Today FM official media partner and this is a work thing.
Okay, do you get days off in lieu for this?
I'm gonna have to, it's gonna be just you on your own doing
sweet.
It, yeah.
Lovely.
You're just gonna have to just make do when I don't show up for work. Hey.
What?
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show.
No. Yes,
we didn't get to do Outy Camozzi.
Yeah.
Where Innie Camozzi tells us, against all expectations, that Innie Camozzi actually has an outie belly button.
Yeah.
Not an innie one, as many may have expected.
It's what I would have thought.
We didn't get to do Elvish versus JXL. Where we translate the hit Elvis and JXL song, A Little Less Conversation, into the language of the elves. That's Elvish versus JXL. And we didn't get to do, if Steve Winwood would win wood, how much would Steve Winwood win? Where we ask, how much would singer Steve Winwood win if Steve Winwood won some wood? We'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. Fingers crossed. Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.